qualities of the Goswamis is they have consulted all different scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write anything. He simply gave Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna prema pradayate. So that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and did. For he just came to give Krishna prema. But the Goswamis, they have established the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. Nana shastra vichare naika nipunau saddharma sangsthapako. Mahaprabhu just gave Krishna consciousness, but they consulted various scriptures. Nana shastra vichare naika nipunau. Very expertly they have consulted various scriptures and they have established Saddharma Sangsthapako. What is that Saddharma? Saddharma is Krishna consciousness. The real Dharma, there are two types of Dharmas. Temporary Dharma and Eternal Dharma. Temporary Dharmas or Naimittik Dharmas are the Dharma of the body, the characteristics and qualities of the body, the nature of the body. According to the body, one develops his characteristics and nature. But that is naimittik, that is temporary, that is transient. But there is another dharma, that is nitya dharma, the dharma of the soul. So what is the dharma of the soul? The dharma of the soul is to love Krishna. So that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and distributed. Nana shastra vichare naika nipunau saddharma sangsthapako. That saddharma, sanatan dharma, nitya dharma, jaiva dharma, the dharma of the jiva, dharma of the atma. And that is to love Krishna. And that is, that dharma is eternal. Other dharmas may change. The body's dharma may change, but the dharma of the soul is eternal. Nana shastra vichare naika nipunau saddharma sangsthapako. And why did they do that? Lokanam hitakarino. For the sake of benefiting the living entities. And therefore, tribhuvane mannau saranakaro. Therefore, they are worshipped in all three planetary systems. In the upper planetary systems, middle planetary systems, and even in the lower planetary system. So these Goswamis have very expertly have done that. So let us start with Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan Majumdar, a very, very wealthy landlord in Bengal. In Bengal also there is a confluence of three rivers, just as there is the confluence of three rivers in Allahabad, Prayag, and in Bengal also there is a confluence of three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. That's called Triveni. And on the confluence of Triveni, there is a village called Saptagram. Saptagram literally means seven villages. They're very prosperous because that was the port of Bengal. Those days, Bengal was the most opulent place in India. Those days, India was the most opulent country, and Bengal was the most opulent place in Bengal, in India. So we can well imagine how opulent that place was. And Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle two brothers were the landlords of that place. And their monthly income, their annual income was 2 lakh rupees. 2 lakh rupees. Those days, 2 lakh rupees, we can't even imagine how much it was. How, like, say, for example, 1 rupee was, with 1 rupee, one could get 11 grams of gold those days. Tola, 1 tola means 11 grams. 11 grams is about 1 ounce, I think. 1 ounce of gold for 1 rupee. So their annual income was 200,000 ounces, 200,000 ounces of gold. So anyway, it's extremely opulent. That was how opulent that family was. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only child in the family, only male child of the family. That means he was to inherit the entire wealth of the family. But Raghunath Das Goswami in his childhood came in contact with Haridas Thakur. And by coming in contact with Haridas Thakur, he developed his attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell in love with him. And as a result of that, he lost interest for everything. And then he got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Those days, taking sannyas means no connection with anybody. Practically getting completely lost. They were completely lost. Nobody could find. Like for example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwaroop, took sannyas. And nobody knew where he was. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went out for his tour of South India, he told everybody that he was going to find out where his brother was. He wanted to find his brother Vishwaroop. And anyway, that is what used to happen. So when the news came that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, everybody became so heartbroken that now they won't get to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And same thing happened with Raghunath Das Goswami. He got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and now there is no way that he could meet him. He was waiting to meet him and make his life successful just by having his darshan. But that opportunity is now lost. But Nityananda Prabhu understood how everybody must be feeling in that area due to Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. So what Nityananda Prabhu did? Nityananda Prabhu made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he misdirected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu made him come back to Navadvip. For 3 days, for non-stop, Mahaprabhu was running. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to the bank of the Ganga on the other side of Shantipur, the house of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya's house was in Shantipur, and the opposite side of the river is Ambika Kalna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, Nityananda Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he sent Chandrasekhar Acharya to inform. He was also traveling with them. Said, go and inform Advaita Acharya and ask him to come with a boat. And Nityananda Prabhu actually told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that actually it so happened that some boys were tending cows. And Nityananda Prabhu made them chant Hare Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these cowherd boys chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then he thought that he has come to Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu told these boys, somebody will come and ask you what is the name of this place, and you tell him it's Vrindavan. So they came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that it was in Vrindavan. These cowherd boys, the cows, and the whole atmosphere looked so spiritually surcharged. So he asked the boys, is this Vrindavan? And he said, yes, yes, this is Vrindavan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda, we arrived in Vrindavan. And this must be Jamuna. Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, it's Jamuna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in ecstasy, jumped into the river. And in the meantime, Advaita Acharya Prabhu came with a boat. So seeing Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, hey, what happened, Advaita, how come you are here? He said, well, Nityananda sent me a message asking me to come with a boat to meet you. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that he has been tricked by Nityananda Prabhu. He got very upset. He said, "You, what do you think, my sannyas? I wanted to go to Vrindavan and you misdirected me and brought me back to Navadvip, Shantipur. So, and you must have taught these boys to lie that this is Vrindavan. And when I asked you, you also lied to me that this is Jamuna, but actually it's Ganga." Then Nityananda Prabhu, neither the boys lied to you, nor did I lie to you. Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And after Ganga and Jamuna met in confluence, on the left hand side Jamuna is flowing, and on the right hand side Ganga is flowing. So this is the left hand side of the river. Therefore, this is Jamuna. So this is how Nityananda Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the news also was sent to Navadvip to inform that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Shantipur in the house of Advaita Acharya. So the whole of Navadvip came. It has been described that everyone left Navadvip and came. The only person who did not leave, who did not come, was Vishnu Priya Devi. Because it is not befitting for a wife to meet the husband after taking sannyas. So, so many people gathered there that Advaita Acharya Prabhu's wall of the house collapsed. So many people. There was a boundary wall, collapsed. Mostly people are climbing up on the boundary wall and they're pushing each other. Anyway, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu was treated very nicely by Advaita Acharya Prabhu. They were fed with such gorgeous prasadam cooked by Sita Devi. And so then Raghunath Das Goswami got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur. So he also came to Shantipur. Now Raghunath Das Goswami's parents, Raghunath Das Goswami's father, was not only very wealthy, but he was very generous also. So he used to patronize personalities like Advaita Acharya. So they had a very good, very close and intimate relationship. So when the news reached to Advaita Acharya that Raghunath Das Goswami came there, so Advaita Acharya brought him inside the house and introduced him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered him Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remnants. So this was the mercy of Advaita Acharya on Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami then told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu And I also want to go with you. I don't have any interest in family life. I don't like this household situation. I want to go with you. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a very wonderful instruction. He said, do not display artificial renunciation, which is, he used the expression, monkey renunciation. Morkat bairagya na karo lok dakhaiya. For the sake of popularity and name and fame, do not artificially display renunciation. Jatha yoggo vishaya bhunjo anashakto hoya. Accept everything with a mood of detachment and in Krishna consciousness. So saying that, he sent him back to his home. And as you know, from Shantipur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. Sachi Mata requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Jagannath Puri. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so heartbroken, he realized that what a mistake he had made, just apparently. This is past times. And he felt that he left home, keeping his old mother unprotected. There was no male member in the family. He was the only male member in the family. And he left his old mother and took sannyas. So he said, I made a mistake, mother. I'll go back home and take care of you. So then Sachi Mata, as an ideal mother, he said, no, don't do that. You have taken sannyas, and if you give up your sannyas, it will be a great disgrace. Accepting sannyas and giving up sannyas is not at all desirable. So now that you have accepted sannyas, you stick to your vow. And but stay close by so that I can get your news. So stay in Jagannath Puri. Because pilgrims from Bengal go to Jagannath Puri to take part in the Ratha Yatra festival. And the residents of Jagannath Puri come to Bengal to take bath in the Ganges. So through these travelers, those who will come from Puri and go from Bengal, will get to know your well-being. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that. And also Mahaprabhu's mission was to stay in Jagannath Puri at the feet of Lord Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri and he stayed there. And when Raghunath Das Goswami got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he ran away from home. Once, twice, thrice, ran away from home. And each time he ran away, his father's soldiers went and caught him in the midway and brought him back. So each time he tried to go, his mission was unsuccessful. He was caught in the middle of the way and brought back home. And seeing him in this condition, they decided to get him married. So they got him married. It has been described that he was married to a princess who was as beautiful as an apsara. Apsara is a heavenly damsels, heavenly girls, most beautiful women. So Raghunath Das Goswami was married to such an extremely beautiful princess, and Raghunath Das Goswami stayed at home. Apparently he was, it looked like he became settled in his household affairs. And not only that, his father and grandfather was arrested by the Muslim Nawab for embezzlement of funds. Like, they were the Jamindars, so they were supposed to pay tax to the king. And some people reported to the king that he is not submitting the entire amount. They are keeping some part of the collection for themselves. I mean, their income was 2 lakhs, and over above that, they were keeping money. So they arrested the father and uncle. The only member in the family is Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, it has been described that he was so intelligent. He spoke to the Muslim Nawab in such a way that Nawab's heart got transformed and he released his father and uncle. This is the effect of a pure devotee. A pure devotee can melt the heart of anybody. As we have seen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted the hearts of the tigers and lions and elephants and other animals in the forest of Jharkhand. So everyone was very appreciative of Raghunath Das Goswami, and they were thinking that this boy is the real successor to our family dynasty. Now, in the meantime, Raghunath Das Goswami got the information that Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati. Panihati, the place Panihati, is not too far from Saptagram. So getting the news that Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati, Raghunath Das Goswami came to see him. And at that time, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a banyan tree on the bank of the Ganges, surrounded by his associates. Nityananda Prabhu always used to travel with many, many associates. His principal associates were 12 Gopals, Dadas Gopal, 12 cowherd boys. And then they had their followings. So he used to always travel practically with thousands of followers. So they were all sitting under the banyan tree on the bank of the river. And one of his associates reported that Raghunath Das is offering obeisances to you. And Nityananda Prabhu looked up and said, "Where is that thief? Where is that thief? Bring him to me." So they went and brought him. And Raghunath Das Goswami offered obeisances, and Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on his head. And he said, "You thief, finally I caught you. So I will give you a punishment. What is the punishment? The punishment is you have to feed me and my associates with chipped rice and yogurt. Chira dodhi." Chira means flat rice and dodhi means yogurt. So Raghunath Das Goswami, happy to have that punishment, so he made the arrangement of this festival, and not only chipped rice and yogurt, all kinds of sweets were brought in. Like wherever his men could find any sweet shop, they bought the whole lot of sweets and invited the shopkeepers also that come and attend the festival. And this way they sold their commodities and they took part in that festival, and the news spread everywhere that a big festival is going on, a big feast is going on, and everyone is invited to come. So this is how this festival actually took place, which is called Chiradodhi Festival of Panihati. Now there is one secret, there is one mystery. Why did Nityananda Prabhu call Raghunath Das Goswami a thief? Why did he call him a thief? He called him a thief because he was trying to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surpassing Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. So if you take somebody else's property without his permission, what is it called? Stealing. So he tried to take the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without Nityananda Prabhu's permission, whose property he was, therefore he called him a thief. And now he was punished, and he received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And this time, Raghunath Goswami, Das Goswami succeeded in running away from home and approaching Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was already situated in family life, beautiful wife, beautiful family, so opulent family. But one night he just ran away. But this time he did not take the main road. He took the forest path. And taking the forest path, he approached Jagannath Puri. So his mother told his father that this time when you catch him, tie him up with a chain so that he cannot run away. So his father told her, that look, the wealth like that of Indra and a beautiful wife like an Apsara could not tie him up. Do you think some mere chain is going to be able to tie him down? Let him go. This is what happens when one becomes attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nothing can hold him back. Because the attraction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so intense that nothing in this material nature can tie him down. So, this time they didn't send any sipais or soldiers to bring him back. But this time, his father decided, okay, let him stay there. And every month he was sending 2,000 rupees. Those days, 2,000 rupees, I mean, we can't really calculate what it is. I mean, it may sound, I mean, maybe something like the $200,000 a month he was sending to him. And he sent 6 servants to take care of him. Rich man's son, he was thinking, okay, he's in Puri, let him live properly, let him have enough money, let him have enough servants to take care. But with that money, what Raghunath Das Goswami was doing, he was organizing the big, big feast to feed the Vaishnavas. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before that something very wonderful happened. When Raghunath Das Goswami arrived in Jagannath Puri and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him. Now you can see why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him, because now he got the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. Hano nitai bine bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot get Radha Krishna. And who is Radha Krishna? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. So if you want to have to receive the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, we must approach Nityananda Prabhu. It is by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that we get shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the shelter of Chaitanya Raghunath Das Goswami received the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami to Sarup Damodar Goswami. Said, Sarup, you take care of this boy. Therefore, from that time, Raghunath Das Goswami is known as Swarupair Raghunath. Raghunath of Sarup Damodar. So now, Raghunath Das Goswami taking the money from his father and organizing big, big feasts. But then he thought, that I have taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Why should I depend upon my father and uncle? After all, they are materialistic people. So he decided to stop taking money, and he sent the servants back to home. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar Goswami, "Sarup, how come Raghunath doesn't invite us to anywhere in his feast anymore?" And Sarup Damodar said that he stopped taking money from his father, and that's why he can't organize the feast. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, "That's very good. But how does he maintain himself?" He said, "He stands by the main door, Singha Dwar of Jagannath temple, and when the pujaris go by, they give him some Mahaprasad, and with that Mahaprasad he is subsisting on." Mahaprabhu was very pleased that Raghunath is showing such wonderful detachment. And after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, "How come I don't see Raghunath by Singha Dwar anymore?" Then he said, "Yes, he stopped taking the gift of the pujaris when they go." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Then what does he eat? Or how does he maintain himself?" He said, "Where the Jagannath Prasad is distributed to the poor people, Raghunath Das Goswami sits there and he receives Jagannath Prasad." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear that. And after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, "I don't see Raghunath sitting in that line where poor people are given Jagannath Prasad." So he said, "Yes, he doesn't even sit there and take Jagannath Prasad. The Prasad that is apparently considered to be rotten and thrown away at the drain, in the dustbin, in the waste bin, he collects that food stuff from there, and he whatever good part is left of that rotten part, he keeps it and he takes that." Hearing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic that he ran to meet Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami used to stay by Haridas Thakur's place in a small hut. They all used to stay on the bank of the river, bank of the ocean, under some tree. They made some sort of thatched huts. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and started to tell Raghunath, "Raghunath, you are having this most amazing Krishna Prasad, and you are depriving us of that Krishna Prasad, the most wonderful, most delicious Prasad of Lord Jagannath." Raghunath Das Goswami is quite embarrassed. He said, "No, I am not taking that kind of Prasad." Then Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, now you are lying to me also." Saying that, he reached for that bowl, the clay pot, in which that prasad was kept, and Mahaprabhu started to eat it. And Raghunath Das Goswami tried to stop that. "Now please, please don't eat that. That's not meant for you." There is a beautiful painting of this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating from the clay pot and Raghunath Das Goswami is trying to stop that. So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami displayed the science or the process of renunciation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the science of renunciation. As Sarvam Bhattacharya described. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Jastamaham Prapadde. In order to teach Vairagya Vidya, the process of renunciation, the science of renunciation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is an ocean of mercy, manifested himself as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada said that through Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the standard of renunciation. Born in the most opulent family, and when he wanted to run away from home, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, no, go home. Accept everything in Krishna consciousness. So he did that. With a mood of detachment, he started to live in his family. Then he leaves home. And gradually we can see. Initially, he was using his father's money to feed the Vaishnavas. Then he stopped doing that. He started to subsist on just some Jagannath Prasad that the pujaris mercifully gave him while they were going home after worshipping Lord Jagannath one time. Then he stopped doing that also. He just started to eat, sitting with the poorest of the people, the beggars. The beggars are given some Jagannath Prasad and he's sitting with the beggars. The prince sitting with the beggars and taking prasad. Then he gives up that also. And just what has been considered to be rotten, Lord's prasad can never be rotten. It is our defective perception that we feel that way. So in order to display that, he was just collecting that apparently rotten prasad and he was taking that. And Mahaprabhu considered that to be the most wonderful Krishna prasad. So this is how Raghunath Das Goswami displayed his renunciation. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhupada Ki. So another Raghunath is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. In South India, there is a very famous family, Brahmin family. They are Sri Vaishnavas. They are the family of Bhattas. In that family, there were a very illustrious personality called Venkat Bhatia. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed such mercy upon them that when he was traveling through South India during this 4 months of Chaturmash, when one doesn't travel, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Venkat Bhatia. And at that time, Raghunath Bhatta was a little boy and he used to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And during this time he developed such attachment that he just wanted to go with him. But Mahaprabhu said that you grow up and then you come to me. And then this boy, when he grew up, he asked his parents, will you please let me go to Vrindavan? And the parents gave him the permission. And he traveled all the way to Vrindavan, a young boy, but extremely brilliant and an extremely erudite scholar at this early age. So he came to Vrindavan and took shelter of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami also, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, went to Vrindavan. He actually came to Vrindavan thinking that he would give up his body, jumping from Govardhan. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami could understand his mind. And Sanatana Goswami told him about that incident when he was also trying to give up his body. Because his body developed some bad ulcer. The pus used to ooze from that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to embrace him whenever he would see him. And he used to feel so bad that his rotten body is contaminating the divine form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he thought that I will give up my body under the wheels of Jagannath's chariot. But at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. He could understand what he was planning. And he told him, "Do you think that this body is yours? This body has been given to me. So how dare you destroy a property of somebody else?" So this is how he chastised him and stopped him, prevented him from committing suicide. So he told him about that incident. "Your body is not yours anymore. Your body belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you are the one who had such intimate association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. We are not fortunate enough to be in Jagannath Puri and witness the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You did. So you please tell us those wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And that's what Raghunath Das Goswami used to do every day, especially in the evenings. They used to get together and used to do Ishta Goshti. And Raghunath Das Goswami used to narrate the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And based on that pastimes, actually, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, mainly based on the pastime. Anyway, so Raghunath Das Goswami also went to Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also went, and he stayed there, and Sanatana Goswami bestowed a lot of his mercy upon him. So he is also considered to be one of the six Goswamis who stayed under a tree, didn't even have any house, didn't even build any hut. They just stayed under a tree. And different trees, different nights, different trees. And no, I think I made a mistake. I actually told about Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is the son of Venkat Bhatta. Yeah. Anyway, so Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also was from South India. Right. Kashi, Benares. Yeah, true, yeah. Yeah, I got mixed up with Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Okay, I'll just... I didn't have the time to replenish my memory. So we'll just read it from here. So here is describing that from Benares, Kashi, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami came to Puri, and as he worshipped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's embrace, Raghunath Bhatta's all suffering disappeared. He actually met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu was in Benares. And he was wondering, when he went to Jagannath Puri, whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be able to recognize him. Mahaprabhu not only recognized him, but he embraced him. So this is how he received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Raghunath Bhakta's father's name was Tapan Mishra. So Tapan Mishra used to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Benares. There he actually met Sanatana Goswami. Yeah, I'm sorry, I got mixed up with Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And so in this way, Raghunath Bhatta came to Vrindavan and became, took shelter of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And it has been described that in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika that Raghunath Bhatta is Raga Manjari in Krishna's pastimes. So now we go to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, everybody knows, he wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is an extremely brilliant personality. He was born in North Bengal in a place called Jhamatpur. And he received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But when he saw that Nityananda Prabhu's associate was not treated properly at his home, he left home. That morning, he left his house. So he appeared in Jhamatpur. And his father's name was Sri Bhagirath and his mother's name was Sunanda. And his younger brother was Shyamdas. His father was a physician, an Ayurvedic doctor. There generally these physicians are called Kaviraj. So one day Minaketan Ramdas, Sri Nityananda Prabhu's associate, came to his house. In their house, they were all Vaishnavas. They used to have continuous kirtan and they used to participate in various spiritual activities. And Minaketan Ramdas came and along with his associates, and he sat down. And at that time, due to ecstasy, he started to behave like a madman, Minaketan Ramdas. That's what happens. Like when one experiences ecstasy in Krishna consciousness, he behaves often like a madman. He cries, he rolls on the ground, he embraces people, sometimes he dances, sometimes he shouts. Apparently, his behavior was like that of a madman. He was embracing somebody and with somebody, he put his hand on his head and he was blessing him. So people could not, some people could not tolerate that. And there was a pujari called Gunarnav Mishra. He was worshipping the deity and he did not address favorably to Minaketan Ramdas. And Minaketan at that time told that this is like the second Romaharshan Sutta. You remember what happened to Romaharshan Sutta? Romaharshan Sutta was reciting Bhagavatam. And at that time Balaram appeared there. And everybody stood up to show respect. But Romaharshan Sutta, he thought, I am reciting Bhagavatam, I don't need to get up. And Nityananda Prabhu saw his pride and he touched him with a blade of grass and he was finished. So he said that this not to address a Vaishnava properly is a great offense. And another day, Krishnadas Kaviraj's younger brother, Shyamdas, had some argument with Minaketan Ramdas. And Shyamdas's problem was that he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he did not accept Nityananda Prabhu. And seeing this and hearing that, Minaketan Ramdas broke his danda. First he told him that they're non different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are non different. They're both the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's Krishna and Balaram. You cannot say that you accept Krishna but don't accept Balaram. Do you think Krishna will be pleased with that? So saying that, he left that place and he broke his flute. He used to carry a flute. So he broke his flute and in anger and he left the place. And Krishnadas Kaviraj became very upset with his younger brother. And as a result of that, he left home forever. And he went to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu, he took shelter of Nityananda. Before going to Vrindavan, one night Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream and he blessed him. And he actually instructed him to go to Vrindavan. So then he went to Vrindavan, and as I mentioned, upon hearing the narration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did not participate in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He did not personally witness his pastimes. But as he mentioned, he was very old, and at that time, he could not even hold the pen. He didn't have the strength. But he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is a clear indication that it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that empowered him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, as you know, as we have seen, is the ultimate culmination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Chaitanya Bhagavat deals mostly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, but Chaitanya Charitamrita mainly deals with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Pastimes are there, but mainly it is the Siddhanta that he has established. And as, when he was asked to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went to Madan Mohan, and Madan Mohan blessed him by offering his garland to him. As he offered obeisances, his garland fell on his head. He accepted, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted all six Goswamis as his Shiksha Guru. And it is according to their instruction that he wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when, before writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went to seek or beg the blessings of all the Goswamis when they approached Lokanath Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, then they requested him not to mention about them in that scripture, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita we don't find any mention of many descriptions of Lokanath Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Not much has been mentioned about them. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami wrote Govinda Lilamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Krishna Karnamrita, the Saranga Rangada commentary of Krishna Karnamrita. So on this Shukla Dwadashi of the month of Ashwin, he left his body in Sridham, Vrindavan. Srila Krishna Ras Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai. Jai Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Ki Jai. Jai Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki.
আজকে দুপুর ১২টায় গুরু মহারাজ কলকাতা থেকে আগত ভক্তদের উদ্দেশ্যে বাংলা ভাষায় একটি ক্লাস দেবেন বলরাম হলি, তা আপনারা সবাই আমন্ত্রিত আসবেন। আজ দুপুর ১২ বাজে গুরু মহারাজ কলকাতা থেকে আগত ভক্তদের উদ্দেশ্যে এক দিনে ক্লাস দেবেন, তা আপ লোক আমন্ত্রিত আইয়েগা। বাংলা মে দেবেন ক্লাস।
Maybe you can take the moment.